Alaska Natives are on the move from rural villages to more urban population centers. The 2010 census confirms that. The Federal Subsistence Board met yesterday in a workshop session to begin the process of reviewing the rural status of Alaska communities based on new census information. The Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act mandates that only rural communities are eligible for subsistence priority on federal lands. To begin the process, the panel first heard about how 2000 census numbers shape the current status of communities. Board Chair Tim Tworek.
By congressional action, we have to review the rural, non-rural designation after every census, and that's this process. We're taking a look at how it was done in the past and how we would want to do it this year after the 2010 census.
Under current federal rural determinations, all but 10 communities in Alaska are designated as rural. But an influx of Alaska Natives from northern areas is causing concerns among some Alaska Natives in the state's southern area. South Central Regional Advisory Council Chair Ralph Losey told the board that newly relocated Alaska Natives are putting pressure on Kenai Peninsula subsistence resources and jeopardizing the community's rural status. A community larger than 7,000 is presumed non-rural under federal subsistence law, and some at the board workshop questioned that figure. Tworek says the reconsideration of rural determination criteria is in the earliest stages.
If the last census was any indication, the process started right after 2000, and I think they got the first numbers by 2003 and 2004, and the whole process of reviewing rural, non-rural issues was done by 2008. So it's going to take, you know, a number of years for us to go through the process. But we're doing the real basics right now. We're taking a look at regulations, and if there's any regulation changes that we want the Secretary of Interior or Agriculture to make, this is the opportunity for us to propose changes.
The Federal Subsistence Board is charged with administering ANILCA regulations, but it can only propose regulation changes to the legislation. Only Congress has the power to change ANILCA.